you know, I don't really care to compare myself to anybody else. I just, you know, if I play well and I help our team win and get the opportunities that I get and I do well with them, I'm happy no matter what. I mean, if I'm trying to chase what someone else did, you know, that's not the way I approach things. I'm just excited and happy to be here and be a contributor to the team.
Are you the superstitious type? What can we talk about the consecutive field goals that you've made?
I mean, I don't openly talk about it. I'm not like superstitious, but I don't like to talk about
it. Pretty impressive streak, though.
I don't know. I really don't think about it. It's a game to game thing. I mean, obviously, you guys want to talk about it.
Well, we're stat freaks, you know.
I don't
fantasy football.
I don't keep up with stats. I mean, obviously, I can tell when I only kick a couple field goals a game, but I don't go around comparing myself to other people or how many I made one year compared to other years. I just, you know, my goal is to go out there and hit that first kickoff well and my first kickoff rusher point. If I run a bunch together, that's good. And if I go out there and screw up, then I start another one. So that's how I look at it.
You've been driving the ball into the end zone a lot this year. Is there something that improves that, or is it just something where the circumstances?
I mean, it's been all year I've gotten touchbacks, so I don't know. I mean, I think I've been doing that since I've been here.
Right.
So just, a lot of it has to do with weather and how your body feels, and it's just confidence and getting to a rhythm, and I'm just been doing that and just try to keep it going.
Speaking of the weather, now that we're in November and weather turns, how do you explain the difference?
I mean, it's a tough place to kick. Everywhere in the AFC East is tough. Buffalo, New York, and even Miami can be windy at times. But you know, cold's not bad, wind's not bad, but cold and wind together is a nightmare for our position. And but we practice in every day, and it's nothing I'm not used to. Being here for my eighth season, there's not too many times where you go into a game and you're like, oh, I haven't played in this kind of weather before. You just develop the confidence throughout practice and go out there and trust you're doing what you're doing. And, I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm going to go out and kick all touchbacks when it's 20 degrees outside. It's just not going to happen. When that happens, you just give the coverage guys the best kick possible with direction and hang time and get it down there as far as you can, and use your leg strength to an advantage and try to get it down as far as you can.
A few weeks ago against Miami, Bill called a timeout late in the third quarter to take advantage of seeming to be the wind conditions. Is that an observation he made on his own, or did he consult with your communication between him and you? If you're going to have to kick a long field goal in that spot, is that something he consulted?
No, I mean, I just when they call field goal, I go out and kick it. I'm just on there on the sideline warming up, and if he calls field goal, I'll go out there and try to make it, and if he doesn't, I just go back and hope we get a first down.
How about pregame feedback? Do you Scotty just observe, or do you inform the coaches about how you feel that day?
They usually observe, and only time it really changes is different weather situations, and it's usually around the same. So,
getting back to the athleticism, do you remember your best hit on a kickoff return?
I had a pretty good tackle last year in the opener game against Tennessee. Other than that, I just usually push him out of bounds.
You mentioned the exaggerated stereotype of a high school kicker in the corner. That stereotype also exists at different levels. Have you ever felt like you weren't a part of the team with those? Not full integration here, the special teams guys, the specialists, and the rest of the team?
No, I mean, the guys are very respectful at this level. They know how hard it is to do what we do, and we have the same pressures of performing as everyone else, and I don't know. I never felt like I wasn't part of the team, and I don't. Whatever people say or think about me, I don't allow that to let. That's not how I think about myself. I think of myself as an equal, and it's always given me a kind of a chip in my shoulder, that people have such a stereotype out there, and it bugs me a little bit. But what are you gonna do?